Jason, good morning.
Morning, Tony C.
How you doing?
Good, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Give me a new voice that you've been working on.
I think this week, you know, people are all on me to win this Michigan State game. This is any other game. I think it's the same as any other game. We'll try and win them all. You know, we're just going to win every game.
Jason, that's a good Rich Rod. Very impressive.
It's funny you said it like that because I just 2 days ago, I go, you know, that guy's voice isn't that tough. I should be able to do that. And I just kind of, I kind of did it one day. And the guy who sits behind me at work, our executive producer, who's a huge Michigan fan, he goes, that's not bad. And he's pretty critical, usually. Usually to make him laugh, I have to, you know, pull stuff out of thin air. Like we happen to be talking about commercials for the healthcare law. And I said, did you see the one with Andy Griffith? I said, you know, that's pretty effective. I mean, if you're trying to get the older generation of people to get sign on for the national healthcare law, and, you know, be in favor, I'm Andy Griffith. I mean, that's the way to go. And I'm just sitting there, and I said, you know, Andy, if that's going to cover my gown, I think that's a good plan, you know?
Very, very impressive.
No Barney Fife along with it.
You're on your A game. You travel around quite a bit, and you talk to a lot of folks. Do the people really care about a debate between Virge Bonaro and Rick Snyder?
You know, we talk about this, too. What do the people out there actually care? Do they really need the debate? Do they care about it as much as the media cares about it? Is that something? And I think, generally, the media does care more about debates than the actual voters do. But also, I think the debates are important only because Rick Snyder is a guy that, you know, frankly, a lot of people don't know a lot about. He doesn't have a record to run on. So the fact that he, you know, was actively trying to avoid debates, and to be honest, what a lot of people at home don't see is when he gets in front of a microphone, he has handlers who kind of usher him out of there pretty quickly. I mean, that's why you see, like, if you watch our competition, guys like Tim Skubic, or you watch us, Lauren Zakalik, they're always following him. The B-roll is always him walking down a hallway and somebody walking after him because they don't give him a lot of time. And, you know, he has a 20-point lead. You don't want him to make a mistake. But I think this is one of those situations, and if we bring it up and we make it an issue, people on the, you know, Republicans might say, well, it's the liberal media, and they have a problem. You know, they're trying to tear down a Republican candidate. Well, if the guy slips through the cracks and then a couple of years later, you know, something comes out, he's got some skeleton in his closet and God knows what it is, and people go, well, where was the watchdog media? How come they didn't check this guy out? You know, so it's a double-edged sword. That's why I think it is our duty to make sure these people answer questions in front of the voters. I'm not speaking on behalf of somebody like Burge who wanted 8 debates, but, and I do agree with, you know, Snyder's campaign where, you know, they have a lot to lose. Why he bailed out of the Republican debates, a lot of times they turn into a pie fight. And you know Mayor Bonaro is going to try and, you know, bring this thing down to the mud and just try and start flinging anything that sticks. So.